Okay, we'll call this meeting to order. Today is October 3rd, 2022. My name is Ken Thompson. I'm the Vice Chairman of the Duplin County Board of County Commissioners. Welcome to our first meeting of the fall of 2022. Let us stand. We'll give a blessing, then we'll do the Pledge of Allegiance. You bow your heads. Dear Lord, we thank you for this opportunity to be here. We thank you for this crisp autumn evening. We pray that you watch over us and guide us as we carry forward the county's business. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we welcome all who are here this evening. We'll try to get you out of here before midnight. If I can get an approval, let's see here.
Agenda.
Approval of the agenda. I can entertain a motion for
so
that.
So move. Second.
It's been moved and properly seconded that we approve this agenda for a 90 discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
That motion's approved. And if I can get an approval of the minutes for the September 19th regular scheduled meeting and then the September 29th workshop meeting.
So moved. Second.
It's been moved and properly seconded. We do so. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
That motion carries. Does anyone have anything to add to the consent agenda tonight? Any of the board members?
I do not.
I do not.
Mr. Brinson?
I do not.
Okay. I'll entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda.
So moved.
It's been moved and properly seconded. We do so. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
That motion carries. At this time, we'll do public comments. As if anyone wants to be heard, now's your opportunity to comment on anything not on the agenda or on the agenda. Do we have anybody signed up?
Yes, sir, Mr. Chairman. Ms. Angela B. Maynard has signed up for public comments.
Okay. Ms. Maynard, would you like to approach the podium?
Not really, but I will.
Okay. It's up to you. Whatever makes you feel comfortable.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
I'm here tonight to discuss the animal shelter. I think the public has been misinformed that the county is going to pay $6 million for the animal shelter, and half of the money for the animal shelter, if you come to the meetings, you will know that it is from grants, it is from donations, and some of it is coming from the county, but the majority of it is coming from grants and donations. And I just like the public to know that we need this animal shelter, even though I'm not a crazy person about animals, but we need this animal shelter because our children in school and other places can come and look at the animals, and it would be good for them to adopt the animal. So I just want the public to stop spreading rumors. And what I want the public to do is come to some of these meetings, and then you'll know what you're talking about. And we're getting ready to get a senior citizen place and a veterans place. And those are two of the target groups that we need, because we know that the veterans are not looked after, and we know that our most precious gift, our senior citizens, are not looked after. So when that come up, with the public, please let this happen and stop complaining. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Maynard.
Thank you.
Thank you for clarifying that. Okay, Mr. Brinson, you're next up on the agenda on behalf of the North Carolina DOT.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, before I do that, could I introduce to the board your new county planner, Mr.
Sure.
Charles Twig Rollins. I'll give him just a moment if he wants to approach the podium and tell you a little bit about himself.
Sure. Come on up, Mr. Rollins.
Thank you.
Certainly.
Mr. Chairman and Commissioners, thank you. First, I'd like to say I'm honored and I'm humbled to have moved in this position. I have a background in local government. This is my third time as a department head. I served in Pender County in emergency management fire marshal role and then director of emergency services for Anson County. Most recently, I've been with the town of Wallace the last 2 years in the planning department as our zoning and code enforcement officer is my primary responsibility, but I did planning and other things as you can imagine, with small government. And I just appreciate the opportunity. I'm looking forward to following through with yours and the manager's vision on what you would like us to address for the future. And just thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Mr. Rollins.
Welcome aboard.
Yes, sir. Welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Certainly.
At this time, I will receive any road concerns from the members of the board and then from the general public so that I can convey those to the North Carolina Department of Transportation.
Does anyone from the public have any road concerns they want to address with Mr. Princeton?
Mr. McCoy, is the deer still in the ditch?
No, it's gone. Thank you.
All right. Well,
I made that phone call for you, Commissioner Dow.
Thank you for
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Davis, for making that connection.
That Highway 11 bridge over there by Wallace Elementary is still closed. And I think they told you it would have been open maybe a week or so ago.
They did.
I personally was by there maybe a week ago, and they said, you know, within a day, 24 hours. And it was, as of 5 o'clock today, it was still closed. And there was not a soul out there.
Okay. I will get up with Mr. Jones as soon as the meeting's
Great.
Over and get you another update.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
I have a concern, and I don't know which jurisdiction this falls under, the
yes,
town
sir.
Of Wallace or the county. There are still dirt roads inside some towns,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know the process by which that gets elevated up to a higher level, and whether, again, I don't know whether it's Wallace town jurisdiction, or is it responsibility of the county or the state, but there are dirt roads in our town limits that I think it's just for 2022, it's a little bit embarrassing.
Yes, sir, Dr. Borkin. That would be a municipal function, so that would need to be addressed with the town of Wallace.
And I thought of that only because the new county planner was Wallace.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, thank you very much. Next up, we have Joe Newman with the Animal Services. Mr. Newman, come on up.
Good afternoon, Chairman, Commissioners.
Good evening.
Good afternoon.
I'm here to ask for you to appoint Bobby Kennedy to the Animal Advisory Board. She will be replacing Dana Turner.
Motion to approve. Second.
It's been moved and properly seconded. We appoint Bobby Kennedy to the Animal Advisory Board to replace Ms. Turner. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Uh-huh.
That motion carries.
Also, I'm here for you to accept the contract between Dupin County Animal Services and Dr. Owen Martin with the Large Animal of Warsaw.
So moved. Second.
It has been moved and properly seconded. We approve the contract between the county and Dr. Owen's Large Animal Clinic. Any other discussion?
This is currently in the budget, correct?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
That motion carries.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Aye.
Next up we have with IT, Frankie Herring. Hey, Mr. Herring.
Hello,
how are you?
Hey, sir.
Very good. I have been asked to present this project to you guys this evening, a door access control and county employee ID badge system. Right now we have a mixed bag of different access systems, and one ID badge does not work for all the systems. So we are trying to put one solution in place, and this will be a multi-phase project, and it will be implemented as approved. And so, you know, we'll just do like four buildings and then three buildings or two buildings over how we get approved. The first one with the phase would be Health Administration, EMS, and this would include the EOC area, inspections, communication, social services, and tax. The total cost of this phase one will be $75,408.79. We would like to respectfully ask that you consider and approve this project to help secure all the buildings included in this first phase.
Okay. I'll entertain a motion.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and properly seconded that we approve the door access control and county employee ID badge system to help secure all buildings included in this first phase. Any discussion?
I have a question.
Yes, sir. Sirs.
In regards to the process, the ultimate goal is to make sure that one badge allows each employee to have access to his prospective department or all the
respective departments and respective areas. We can, you know,
within that, so DSS will be able to have access to whatever areas through the facility he or she needs to have access.
Absolutely.
Is it a way that will be allowed that if they need to interact like DSS and the health department?
Yes.
You can turn that on and turn it off
as needed,
like the state building, so to speak.
And some, if I may, Commissioner Branch, some areas like in the health department, some employees don't need access to the pharmacy. Some do. IT would need access to every building, basically, but not to the pharmacy at the health department. So that access is controlled. The ID badges will have chips on them and be fully programmable. Right now, I have to carry about 5 ID badges, one for the courthouse, one for the emergency services, one for the the health department. So this will consolidate it all, so we'll have one badge, and it'll be uniform throughout all county departments.
But the IT department has total control of turning it on and off in terms of the access.
And the IT department in consultation with myself and the respective department heads.
We will have 2 administrators at each department. I don't know what access a health department employee needs, so therefore an admin there, the ID badge will be created in HR. They will go to health department where their administrator will grant them access to pharmacy or clinic or whatever. And if one's out, they will have a fellow administrator. But we will control the server, yes.
Yeah. How many total phases are there and the total cost?
Well, the total phases, I don't think we've actually come up with that yet as far as the total cost. I've just got a quote from this vendor to do these buildings that I just quoted you for the health department and the EMS.
Okay. And you probably know more about it than I.
Yes, sir. Almost half the cost in this phase is at the health department, and they have it in their budget because they have so much more access control. And access control points. The new facilities that are being constructed, the cost will already be implemented within the construction cost. So that'll be your animal care control and adoption facility, your new transportation center, and the proposed senior center and service veteran service center. The other departments, there's not a lot of cost involved in it because they don't have a lot of doors, maybe a couple of doors, one to get into the building and one to get into employee-only areas. So I can't give you a true cost right now, Commissioner Dow, but as we move forward, we will give you the cost based on a quote that Mr. Herring's department will get from the vendor.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Any other discussion?
I think it's a great idea.
Thank you.
All in favor say aye. I'm sorry. Let me
The $75,000, I noticed a little over $5,000 of that was taxes. We'll get that back, correct?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Sales taxes.
Yes, sir. It's included in the quote, but then we apply for it.
That's right. So the total cost is going to be about $70,000.
Yes, sir.
A little over $70,000.
It does come back. Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you. I'm ready. That's all.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That motion carries. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
Thank you, Brian.
All right, Mr. Brinson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I appear before you now to put before you a consideration for a co-promotion agreement between Duplin County and Romeo Entertainment Group, Inc. This is the same promoter who put on the Travis Tritt concert a few months ago. He wants to, Romeo wants to bring another act to Duplin County. It's a mutual agreeable act or artist because we haven't settled on that with the artist yet, so we don't want to release the name quite yet. And it'll be a date probably sometime around the first of the year in January or February. I just wanted to make the board aware of this because it is a revenue sharing. We have to sell about 1,800 tickets to break even, but we anticipate, if it goes well, making an estimated $26,000 in revenue.
So you're asking for a motion to go ahead and approve this agreement?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I entertain a motion.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and properly seconded that we approve the agreement between the county and Romeo Entertainment Group. Authorize Mr. Brinson to execute the contract upon final approval of Mr. Wilson. Any discussion?
Mr. Brinson, have we ever got a final settlement on that last concert of our profit loss?
Yes, sir. And I'll be glad to email it to you tonight after the meeting.
Okay. I assume we made a profit.
We did, and I'll email that to all the commissioners. Okay.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Okay, Mr. Brinson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The only announcement I have is to remind you of the joint meeting between the Board of Commissioners and the Board of Trustees at James Brunt Community College tomorrow morning at 7:30, and it'll be held in the Williams Building in room 100. Breakfast will be provided to the board members.
Okay, is that it?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I make a motion that we recess until tomorrow morning, 7:30. We're meeting with James Brunt Community College.
Okay, so I see there's a lot of students here from James Brunt Community College. Looks like you got in just in the nick of time for a very short meeting, but there's good news. These two gentlemen have just made motions that we adjourn, or no, we recess until tomorrow morning at 7:30, so hopefully we'll see you bright and early at 7:30 tomorrow morning, James Brunt Community College, okay? See you all there. All in favor say aye.
I have one announcement.
Yes, sir.
Tomorrow night at the Ed Emery Auditorium at 6:30, there's a show in of the film, a documentary that was made about Joey Carter, one of our local farmers. It will be shown tomorrow night at the Ed Emery Auditorium at 6:30, no charge. My understanding it is a very good documentary, and if you're interested, please join at 6:30. I understand it's going to promptly start at 6:30.
Okay, thank you. All right, anything else? So now we're back to the motion to recess. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, we are in recess.